court-mandated anger management. Guys, welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
So many times I get a DM, at least 20 times a week probably, I get a DM from a follower or somebody learning about our story, and they want to know what the catalysts were, what were some of the things that made me change. And funny enough, honey, everybody thinks that's like one thing, you know, Catherine was going to leave,
true.
You know, but there's so many parts. This is a massive growth journey to become the man that I am now and the man that's inspiring the world. And of course, the man, husband, father with my wife, my family, right? So essentially, I wanted to give you this really massive epiphany, and I don't even know if I've ever really told you this, so I thought this would be kind of fun to bring it out. But if you know our story, the quick version of when the changes really began was because I was forced. Catherine had called the police. I was charged with assault, and I was on a year of probation. If I screw up, I go to jail, okay? I trashed the house. Catherine was on a couch. I slammed the back of the headrest so many times it actually broke the headrest. Mm-hmm. Anything I could throw was thrown in her direction. I don't really remember much more other than, oh, fuck, did I scream? Mm-hmm. You know, it was bad. And I'm just going to side note real quick. I don't think I knew I was doing anything wrong. And there's a lot to that part of the story. It's another catalyst for me. But I remember when you called the police, and I remember going, oh, fuck, and going.
I'm going to bed. When I got on the phone, he went quiet and turned around and walked away. I'm going to bed. And I was like, too late.
So just a little, I don't know, golden nugget for you, I guess. Quite often when you're doing something wrong, you do know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. You actually do. And I talk a lot about not knowing that it was wrong, but that was there. I just didn't know how to recognize it at the point. So I'll give you that little nugget. I want you guys to challenge yourselves in your bad moments with your spouse. But court mandated anger management had to go as part of the criteria to keep me out of jail. And I'd already done at this time, I think 12 years of therapy, a little bit with Catherine, but mostly with me. Actually, I don't know if we had started our therapy yet.
Oh, I think we did in the very first year.
Okay, then yeah. So it's already been a year and a bit, okay, where we are really, really bad. And we're in therapy together, and I'm still doing a little bit on my own, and I've done years of it prior, okay? Nothing has obviously helped with my anger because, as you know, I got worse with Catherine.
And this was 3 years into our marriage. This
was three years, okay.
January 2018. We got married in February 2015.
Okay, so I'm in this room full of people, and there's really two powerful lessons that I want you to understand. One, I learned immediately that anger management was not going to be the answer. However, I was scared out of my fucking mind, and I also did not want to lose you. And she clearly was mad. Now, you didn't show a lot of the anger yet. You were sad. And we also, when I started anger management, there was a restraining order, so I couldn't even talk to you. You know, yeah. We were going through a Bible app mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
But
and I was staying with a friend who was communicating on our behalf because we weren't allowed.
That's more about
we weren't allowed to communicate with each other.
That's right.
So we had the Bible app and we were going through some devotionals and stuff and leaving comments, but we weren't allowed to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also very heavily medicated.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I had very high anxiety after that. Mm-hmm. After that, and I was medicated for quite some time.
That's right. So the first thing I want you to understand is I'm not saying anger management is bad. There's definitely lessons that I learned. There's definitely lessons that I actually implement with my program and I help men with understanding. But really, it's more for awareness, the same way that I learned in the course, okay, the program. It was a 16-week program. There was homework and there was a weekly meeting. The most powerful thing that I learned in that was actually on day one, but I didn't really get it until later. I'll tell you how it worked out. I'm not shy, as you can probably tell. And so everybody tell us why you're here. And I started and I told the story, right? Well, my wife called the police. You know, I was screaming and I was pretty mad, but I mean, it was a little bit excessive to call the police. I mean, and I just laid it out there. It wasn't really my fault, right? I know I was inappropriate and I did feel bad. I don't recognize right now if it was remorse, if it was guilt or what, regret. There's a difference, but I can't tell you what I was feeling, but I know that I was more angry and more upset that my wife would dare call the cops, okay? Of course, I'd never punch her in the face. And a lot of you men, you think because you don't use your fists, you're not abusing your wife, and that's horseshit. We have to do a whole episode on that. But in any case, I presented my story, and essentially what I presented was, it's not really fair. She called the cops. I'm not punching her in the face. What's the problem? And then 15 other people, men, it went around the room for them. And they also had to tell their story and what had happened. And there were some pretty brutal stories with how they were treated by these women for a lot of these guys. But I don't know if you call them a counselor or what. I don't know. The program liaison, she was like, okay, tell us. Then what else? Keep going and do a dig. And as we were going around the room, it became very clear that every single one of us thought it wasn't our fault. And although you were the most gentle from most of the stories, if I recall, at least the ones that stand out in my mind right now, and I'm not going to share those stories, they're disgusting, but you were very gentle in comparison. But what I noticed was a common theme. Every single one of us were a victim. We didn't do this to ourselves. And it didn't really click more until the end of the course, because I noticed it more and more. See, in the moment, I didn't notice it because I felt almost lifted. Wow, lucky I didn't have to go through that terrible event that you just described, you know? But when you work with these men who are clearly not going to change, and I don't mean that's a man problem. I mean, just these particular men on a whole, most of them were not changing their mindsets. They didn't want more. They wanted to stay where they were, sad, lonely, hurt, in pain, victimizing themselves instead of taking responsibility for who they were. I know that I got so enthralled in the homework. I got more books on anger. I started doing stuff. I started to share stuff with you at one point. This is much later because the restraining order obviously had to lift. But going through talking about it, and you didn't really care.
No, I didn't.
You just were like, fucking take care of it, mm-hmm. kind of attitude. You did listen, but you could tell you didn't care, mm-hmm. which, by the way, infuriated me because I'm a victim at this point still, right? Do you have anything you want to ask about any of this right now?
No, the only thing that's coming up for me, and we probably don't want to go down this tangent, but I checked myself into anger management. So not mandated anger management. It would have been a year, maybe like 14 months prior. Mm-hmm. And difference in mindset. I wasn't going in as a victim. I went in thinking I was a psychopath.
Because I made you feel like a psychopath.
I lost my cool in public. We talked about it on another podcast, I'm sure. Because that was my MO. If I felt safe, that's when I would lose it. I would never lose it just being alone.
Black out the tattoo of me on your arm.
Oh, yeah, I told him to block it out. And because I had backup, I was safe. But I went to anger management and I met a girl who were still very good friends. And if you knew her, you would not believe that either one of us really. You'd probably be like, why were you in anger management? But maybe if you know me, maybe you could believe it because I kind of can be a little bit of a hothead sometimes. But this other girl, you would never think so. And I went in because I just verbally lost it on my husband at a party. She was there because she took a baseball bat to everything that her husband owned, his house, his stuff, his car, the windshield of his car. And if you saw her, if you met her, you would never think she was capable of it. But anyway, we weren't there court mandated. We were there by choice. But it's funny to hear you say, maybe not funny, but all these men are going in saying that, thinking that they're victims. Meanwhile, we're checking ourselves into anger management, thinking that we're nuts. And I'm like, fix me.
I'm not saying that's a man-woman thing either.
I don't think it's a man-woman thing.
I think it's the state of mind, right? Of course, we are mandated. So, of course, it's more likely that somebody's going to feel victimized. They're forced to do something they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of these men had some terrible things happen to them, like disgusting things happen to them. And it took a while to get their side of it out. And of course, because they're in the victim state, they're not acknowledging enough. And so it's a little bit hard to really resonate from such a small case study as well. But with the work that I do now and the work that you do now, everybody coming to us wants more. Everybody coming to us is open to lose the temper. They don't want to make, if you listen to our last episode, you can't make decisions in contempt. You just can't, you know? So I think that that's a difference. The difference is the mindset. Neither of you were checking yourselves in as a victim. You were like, how can I be better? Ladies and gentlemen, that is the mindset. I don't care what we're talking about. I don't care if we want to just break away from your husband and wife here and go to being a parent. How can I be better? You know, we struggle with that. Parenting is the hardest one for us, you know?
Speaking of pushing buttons.
Yeah, speaking of pushing buttons and anger management, geez. But, excuse me, but I want you guys to all understand, you can victimize yourself. I get it. Some of the stories are bad. I get it. We have those stories too. We probably have way worse stories than most of you listening. But when you can take responsibility for yourself, no matter what, you have a new sense of power that you will never understand and comprehend until you get there. And that is why you are not upset, angry anymore. That is why, you know, I remember when I'd be so mad at you and I'd say, you wasted all these years of my life, but like, what the fuck? Like, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Again, I can't say this enough on enough episodes. Without you, babe, I never would have wanted to become a better person. You know, it's okay if your partner's your why. Just don't make them your excuse when it's not, when it's why not. Why not? It's working. You know, just get your shit together. Don't victimize yourself and go get your fucking life. You know?
Amen to that.
All right. Boom.
Prayer five.
Prayer five.
See you guys.
Okay, guys. See you next time.